Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. He's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Walter Scott. Walter's gone. Now we have Scott. Wow. Is this, what day is this anyway? Oh, boy. Folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Our really good friend, Scott Arno, is here. Not for long, though. Probably won't be friends very long the way I'm going. Scott Arno is he's an attorney with a decade or more of civil and criminal litigation experience. But these days, he's all that legal background on the tech world. He's one of the top information security consultants on the planet. He is the security advocate and vice president of Soho Solutions. Our good friend, Scott, not Walter Arno, welcome back.
Always great to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back. So, okay, here's the news. We woke up today with Delta Airlines literally grounding their entire operation worldwide over a tech glitch, right?
It appears that way. I mean, obviously the story is pretty much developing, and certainly they're not really going to volunteer a lot of details at this point. But as far as I know, flights are grounded everywhere. The flights that are already in the air are okay and being brought in, but no new flights are being sent out yet while they're figuring out whatever it is that happened to their system.
Mm-hmm. Now, the good news is they have pretty good texting email, and, you know, they get around to people pretty quickly. So their contact people, who usually only have to get involved when there's one or two delays, you know, here and there, they're pretty busy right now, aren't they? Letting everybody know what's going on.
Oh yeah, I mean the great thing is their ticketing and flight systems, they're all going to be separate from things like, you know, Twitter or email or telephones or even
their
website.
Parallel universes that don't rely on their internal technology operation. But the website works. I went to the website, and the website works.
Website's a separate thing. You know, mm-hmm. it's funny. Sometimes you'll see something where a website will be defaced, and there'll be a headline like, you know, hackers target so-and-so, and people in the security world are just rolling their eyes because it's not like break. It's sort of like this. Try and imagine someone's trying to break into a house. They can't break into the house, but instead they deface a poster on the outside of the house. That's messing up a website as opposed to actually getting into a network.
It's a scheme. Think of it as first layer.
Yeah, it's on the outside. Yeah. I mean, if you can break into a network through the website, that's a pretty poorly designed network.
Right.
That basically doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what if you had to speculate on what's going on with Delta right now? What would you think? Shut down the entire everything.
Whatever's happening is pretty serious. I can assure you that if there's a malicious answer, we're not going to hear about it for at least a while, because I don't think they're going to volunteer that. Now, it could be something as simple as a software glitch, a bad one, which is, I know that was Southwest Airlines' story when the reservation system went down a few weeks back.
What did Southwest say?
Well, Southwest had a thing where you couldn't do reservations with them for, I think, several hours, and their story was system glitch. Which is possible. It may have been a system glitch. Is it possible it could have been an attack? Of course it is.
Is a glitch? Is a glitch like a Grinch?
Kinda. It's sort of like it's a bug in the system. Basically, something's gone wrong internally with the software. Yeah. If you remember the Heartbleed bug that came out a few years ago, that was a big thing, and it was funny. At first, people were going, "Oh my God, the Heartbleed virus!" And I remember I was on your show going, mm-hmm. "It's not a virus,
right?"
Because it's a software flaw, and it's mm-hmm. possible that could be what's happening here. Now, if that is what happened here, that's a pretty bad internal screw-up, because typically speaking, when you change anything inside a system, you update stuff, you always test it first, and certainly a system the size of Delta is tremendous. Plus, they really probably have at least one layer of backups, maybe more. So there should be a secondary system in case something like this happens.
Right.
Is it possible that all of that could have failed, like in some cascade fashion, one on top of another? It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that Delta is currently experiencing
some sort of attack?
Will
we ever know?
Maybe.
Do you think we'll ever know what really happened?
Possibly. I'm sure Delta won't volunteer that information.
Right.
It could very well come out through if there are, in fact, attackers. That could be noticed that way. Because
now, that would be a really big deal if this was... It'd be worse if they were attacked than if it's something just a silly thing happened, wouldn't it?
Which is one reason why they certainly will not disclose that. It could be where they're under what's called a denial of service attack. That's one. Like a
ransom kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Basically pay us, we won't let you...
Hold on
up.
To that thought. Quick break, right back with Scott Arno. He's so smart. Aren't you impressed how smart he is? The only problem, folks, we can't feed him after dark. 20 Tails, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.